Title: Tixdop Drock Reveals From Scratch for Pirate Radio Energy Intermediate. All right, let's build one of the most reliable oh what's about to happen moments in drum and bass. The tape stop reveal, that pirate radio vibe, where the music drags, pitches down, narrows up, gets a little gritty, then the drop snaps back like someone just locked onto the station. This is an intermediate Ableton Live lesson, and we're doing it from scratch with stock devices. No max for live required. By the end, you'll have a repeatable tape stop rack you can reuse on basically any build into a drop, plus a separate radio hype layer that sells the narrative without wrecking your mix. First, quick mindset. In DNB, tape stopping everything can be sick, but it can also accidentally delete your momentum. The safest, hardest-hitting approach is usually to tape stop the musical content, like bass and synths and atmos, while letting some tiny thread of rhythm survive. That thread can be the ghost hat, a filtered break fragment, a riser, even just noise pumping with the groove. Something that keeps the room moving while the rest of the world slows down. So here's the setup I want you to do before we touch any effects. Group your tracks. Have a drums group, a bass group, and a music or FX group. Then make a combined group for music plus bass, or route both to a mix bus track. That combined bus is the target for the tape stop, because we want the drums to stay punchy and the drop to hit clean. Now let's build the tape stop rack. Go to your music plus bass group, or your mix bus, and drop an audio effect rack on it. We're going to build a chain and sigh, delay, then auto filter, then saturator, then utility. Here's the core idea. We're using delay as a fake playback head. We set it so we're only hearing the delayed signal, no repeats, and then we automate the delay time upward. That time increase creates a pitch drop and drag illusion. It's not a perfect tape simulator, but for short, aggressive DNB moment, it reads instantly as tape stop to the listener. Open delay. Make sure sync is off, because we want milliseconds, not sync note divisions. Set feedback to 0%. That part is crucial. If you forget and there's feedback, you'll get repeats, smearing, mud, and your drop impact will suffer. Set dry/wet to 100%. That sounds scary, but it's the point. We want the delayed audio to become the output during the stop. Turn the filter section inside delay off, because we'll handle tone with auto filter in a more controlled way, and link left and right so the timing stays coherent in mono. We want this to hit in a club system without weird stereo timing issues. Now the main automation target, delay time. Think of a start point around 20 to 40 milliseconds, then an end point somewhere like 200 to 600 milliseconds depending on how long and dramatic you want the drag. For a one-bar stop, something like 30 ms to 450 ms is a great middle ground. Before we automate it, a coaching note. If you ramp delay time too fast, you might hear clicks or zippering. If that happens, don't panic, just make the automation curve a little smoother. Often the trick is to make the first part of the ramp gentler, and the last part steeper. That actually sounds more tape-like anyway, because the pitch drift feels like it accelerates as the transport dies. Next device, auto filter. Set it to low pass, 24 dB slope. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB, for edge. Resonance around 0.2 to 0.45. You're trying to emphasize the sweep, not create a piercing whistle. Pirate Radio is cool. Tinnitus is not. The automation move here, as the stop happens, bring that cutoff down. Something like 12 kHz down to 200 to 600 Hz. By the end, this does two things. One, it makes the stop feel like it's being tuned away, like losing high end as the station fades. Two, it keeps the smeary artifacts from the delay from turning into bright chaos. Now saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive anywhere from 2 to 8 dB depending on how rude you want it. And please trim the output so you're not clipping your master. This is where you get that DNB weight. The stop feels thick and aggressive, not like a polite DJ effect. Then utility. This is your control and safety layer. You can automate width down during the final moments of the stop, sometimes toward 70%, sometimes all the way to mono for a split second. That narrowing is a huge part of the broadcast illusion. Also, keep an eye on gain. Tape stops can sometimes spike or feel like they jump in level. A tiny dip can keep everything controlled. Now let's macro this rack so it's playable and easy to automate. Map macro 1 to delay dry/wet, from 0 to 100. Call it stop amount. Macro 2 maps to delay time, something like 30 ms to 450 ms. Call it stop time. Macro 3 maps to auto filter cutoff. Call it tone. Macro 4 maps to saturator drive. Call it grit. Macro 5 maps to utility width. Call it width. Once you have these, you can do almost everything with two main lanes, stop amount and stop time, plus tone is the icing. Now let's arrange the reveal into a classic DNB drop. Let's say your drop hits at bar 33. The most common placement is to do the tape stop over the last half bar or last bar before the drop. For intermediate control and a big cinematic feel, we'll do one bar. Here's a solid automation plan for the last bar before bar 33. First, stop amount. Keep it at zero. Then ramp it up quickly from 0 to 100 over about an eighth note. The reason we'd engage quickly is so the listener feels the grab. If it fades in slowly, it feels like an effect. If it grabs, it feels like reality breaking. Second, stop time. Over that whole one bar, ramp it from around 30 ms up to around 450 ms. That creates the slowing, pitching down sensation. Third, tone. Also sweep down over the bar. You can start pretty open, around 12k, and end down around 300-ish hertz by the last eighth. That makes the final moment feel like it's collapsing into the floor. Now the big impact trick, at a micro gap. In the final slice before the downbeat, think 1/16th note, sometimes even 1/32nd, cut the stopped bus completely. It's that tiny silence that makes the room inhale. Then the drop lands and it feels physically bigger, even if your drop is the same loudness as before. And a warning. Tape stop effects can smear transients, so the drop can feel like it starts underwater if you don't reset everything. On the downbeat of the drop, your stop amount must go back to zero instantly. Delay time should snap back instantly too, either right on the downbeat or just a hair before it. And to make sure the filter opens back up, if you want the drop to punch even harder, consider keeping a clean impact layer that never gets stopped. For example, the first kick and sub hit, or a dedicated impact sample, routed outside the stop chain. That way the reveal is dramatic, but the drop is pristine. Now let's add the pirate radio layer. This is where the energy gets infectious, because it's not just slowdown. It's a whole broadcast scene. Create a new audio track called Radio Hype. We're going to make controllable hiss and station character that ramps up into the stop, then disappears exactly at the drop. Add operator first. Set it to noise. Set the envelope so it comes in cleanly. Quick attack. And either a medium decay if you want it to pulse, or a sustained level if you want continuous hiss. Then add auto filter set to bandpass. This is your tuning range. Automate the frequency rising over the last bar, like from 2 kHz up towards 6 or 8 kHz. Resonance between about 0.6 and 0.85 will give you that radio whistle vibe, but keep your level sensible. A bandpass with high resonance can get sharp fast. Next, add vinyl distortion. Tracing model around 2 to 5. Drive 1 to 4, crackle 1 to 3. You're going for texture, not a fireplace. Optional. Add redux if you want it nastier. Downsample around 2 to 6. Bit reduction somewhere like 8 to 12. Again, subtle is usually bigger. If you overdo it, it becomes a separate lead sound and distracts from the drop. Then add reverb. Size around 40 to 70%. Decay around 1.2 to 3 seconds. High cut the reverb around 3 to 6k so it stays dark and doesn't add harsh fizz. Dry slash wet maybe 10 to 25%. Arrange this radio hype layer so it peaks right into the stop moment and then mutes on the drop. The drop should feel like the station suddenly locks in and becomes full bandwidth again. Here's a really useful upgrade. Make the noise pump with a groove. Put a compressor on the radio hype track and sidechain it from your kick, or from a ghost kick pattern if your kick is sparse in the build. Fast attack, medium release. Now the hiss breathes with the rhythm, which keeps the build danceable even while the music bus is being dragged. Now, let's talk low end, because this is where a lot of tape stops fall apart. When you slow down bass content, the sub can smear and flub, and suddenly the transition feels weak instead of heavy. You have two practical options. Option 1. Put an EQ8 before the tape stop rack on the affected bus. During the stop only, automate a gentle low shelf down, like -2 to -6 dB below 80 to 120 Hz. You're basically telling the sub to stop trying to be musical during the slowdown, because it's going to smear anyway. Option 2. The club-tested method. Keep sub on a separate channel that bypasses the stop, so the mid, bass, and music get stopped, but the pure sub stays steady, maybe even filtered or simplified. That keeps the system pressurized right into the gap, and the drop feels like it hits a wall. Another pro move. Print your stop for safety. Create an audio track called Print Stop. Set its input to your target bus post fader, monitor in, and record a pass of the build and stop. Now you've got audio you can cut, fade, reverse, and nudge without babysitting automation forever. This is also how you can do that extra gritty sampler style stop if you want it. If you do want the more authentic hardware feel, the resampling method is: record the pre-drop as audio, set warp mode to repitch for tape-like behavior, then automate transposition downward, like 0 to minus 12 over a bar, or play with clip speed vibes. It's less flexible, but it sounds properly. Everything is dying. Let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the classic pain. 1. Stopping the kick and sub right before the drop. That often removes the gravity that makes DNB slam. If you want the stop to feel massive, keep some low-end continuity, or at least plan your impact so the first downbeat restores the weight instantly. 2. Forgetting feedback at 0 on delay. That turns your stop into a repeat effect and muddies the entire transition. 3. Not resetting parameters on the downbeat. If your filter is still closed or your delay time is still long after the drop starts, the drop will feel small and underwater. 4. Over-resonant filters. That station squeal can be cool, but it should be the controlled texture, not the loudest thing in the build. 5. Skipping the micro gap. Without that tiny silence, your brain doesn't get the dramatic contrast, and the drop often feels less like a reveal. Now a couple advanced variations you can try once the basic version works. 1 is a dual stage stop. Drag, then stall. So for the first 3/4 of the bar, do a moderate slowdown. Then in the final 1/8, accelerate the ramp so it feels like the transport dies suddenly. That reads super gritty and mechanical, perfect for darker DNB. Another is a fake rewind micro hit. Print your pre-drop to audio, grab a tiny slice like a 1/16, reverse it, fade it in fast, and place it right before the silence gap. It's that DJ touch the platter moment, and it's insanely effective. And a big one for mix clarity: stop only the high band. Split your bus into 2 chains with an audio effect rack. Keep the low band mostly clean, and apply the stop to the mid and high band only. This audio version is shortened for playback.